Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined now live on 1010 Winds by Greg Bishop. He is the New York City Small Business Commissioner. Thank you for joining us. And I guess the first question is a blunt question. What is open these days?
Thanks for having me. So we have a lot of essential businesses that are open. Supermarkets. There are restaurants that are open that are doing takeout and delivery services, and then any businesses that are part of making the city operate. Obviously, it seems that there's a lot because the fabric of the city of New York is our restaurants, our bars, our nightclubs, and because we made the unprecedented decision to close those, it seems that the whole soul of New York City has disappeared. And I've always said that this is unprecedented, and we have been working at the agency really to try to get capital to small businesses. I'm actually excited to see that our banking and financial institutions have decided to delay mortgages for 90 days. We've got the Small Business Administration, our federal partners, working through the state. The governor declared a financial disaster, and now small business SBA loans are available. Economic injury loans are available for small businesses as well.
What about the the bartenders and the waitresses? Hopefully some people are getting tipped generously when they do takeout orders. But some of those people live paycheck to paycheck, and in some cases night to night.
Yeah, and we are working along with our partners in the Department of Labor to make sure that things like unemployment insurance. We're very concerned about not only sole proprietors, but a lot of folks participate in the gig economy and they're gig workers. And, looking at some of the federal packages coming down, we are advocating for coverage for those workers as well. It is a trying time for all of us. This is nothing that we've ever seen before. We actually opened up our grant application for employee retention. So if your listeners who are business owners go to nyc.gov/COVID-19biz, that's COVID-19 BIZ, they can get updated on all the programs that we have. So our grant application will allow folks to be reimbursed for 40% of their payroll, up to $27,000. We know that's not enough. But this is just the beginning of programs that we'll be launching for recovery.
So let me see if I have this right. Say a restaurant is wondering how long it can hang on. It does do a limited amount of takeout business. They've got a lot of employees they can't pay. You're saying that money is available or will be available that will at least help them partially compensate and retain some of these employees?
Correct. So if a restaurant has... right now, the program is for fewer than five employees. We will reimburse 40% of their payroll costs. We saw a lot of restaurants in our Chinatown communities that was affected early on in January and February. So they can apply right now. And, of course, we are well aware that the bottom fell out for most restaurants last week. So we're adding the ability shortly for restaurants and other business owners to apply for a grant to cover lost revenue in March. You do have to demonstrate a 25% decrease in revenue, 25% or more. And we think that is the first step And next week we'll have a loan program where businesses can borrow up to $75,000 at a 0% interest rate. So if your listeners either call 311 or go to nyc.gov/COVID-19biz, you'll be notified when these programs come online.
How I know a lot of small business people are very, very savvy, but how many are aware of these kinds of things, and how many do you think are not aware? I mean, you just brought out some very interesting points. How many businesses may not be aware of it?
So I'm glad that, you know, I'm doing this interview. We've been talking to all our partners, our chambers, our bids. We sent out emails to over 170,000 small business owners. But, you know, we know that there are businesses in our immigrant communities. You know, language may be an issue, so we're working with our partners who are working in those communities to make sure that we get the word out. This is also a challenging time because normally we would deploy our street team, we go door to door, but because of this crisis, you know, we're trying to utilize everything from, you know, teleconferencing to email, social media, et cetera.
Just a short time ago, Governor Murphy of New Jersey said that as of 8 o'clock tonight in his state, he is shutting down a bunch of personal care businesses, barbershops, beauty salons, tattoo parlors, that kind of thing, because if they are unable to comply with social distancing. What is the situation with those kinds of businesses? Are they already shut down? Is this a concern?
So we have not made that decision yet, but again, the situation is fluid. Last week, obviously, our restaurants and our bars are open. So the main focus is really how do we flatten that curve and how do we keep people safe. So the mayor will make certain decisions based on safety first. Right now, we have not talked about that. But, you know, again, the situations could change within 12 hours, within 24 hours. The most important thing is if you don't need to be outside, stay inside, stay home, utilize all the technology to make those connections, and let's keep, our most vulnerable population safe.
And before I let you go, if you could just plug where people, businesses, small businesses can get more information about grants and loans, where should they go?
Absolutely. So they can call 311 or they can go to nyc.gov/COVID-19biz. That's COVID-19BIZ.
Greg Bishop, thank you very much. Our guest has been Greg Bishop, the New York City Small Business Commissioner.